You're listening to SBS News.
Hi everyone, I'm Ricardo Gonsalves from the SBS Newsroom. This is SBS On The Money. For this Monday, the 19th of October 2020, it is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Later, an iconic Australian brand, which was once, becomes again, being bought back into the country. But first, to the S&P ASX 200, which rose on this Monday up 0.85% to 6,229. That is a 7.5 month high today. Stocks like CBA doing well, up 1.1%. BHP added 0.7%. Even the insurers rose 1.2% for QBE, and CSL added 1.7%. Of the top 200 stocks, Viva Energy was the best performer, up 22.8%. The worst was Crown Resorts, down 8.2%. The financial crimes regulator, AUSTRAC, is investigating Crown Resorts over potential breaches of anti-money laundering laws at its Melbourne casino. For more on the day's action, I spoke earlier with Evan Lucas from Invest Smart. Evan, the market reached a 7.5 month high today. Why?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive when you look at it, Ricardo. It's a whole range of things, probably. The one thing that's actually quite interesting, and what I've been doing for the last sort of couple of weeks going back through this, is that we're a value market, and there is signs in history that when we actually go through a high level of stimulus globally, the US starts to expand, leading indicators start to expand, both US and here in Australia, that value actually does quite well. And if you see what's been building, particularly over the last month, to get to our 7.5 month high today, it's actually value stocks that are really picking up. And as I said, the ASX is a value market when you compare it globally. So all of that's coming to the fore, and it actually probably spells a positive sign going forward too, because there is still some reasonable room to move. The other thing that's interesting, earnings per share expectations are actually being upgraded quite significantly over the last sort of week and a half. You've seen a lot of investment banks just starting to go, actually, the Australian economy is doing pretty well. You know, we've got the animal spirits, as the government wants us to go about, with the aggregate demand. If you look at employment, it is expanding, bar Victoria. Overall, the economy is also in a reasonable point of view. So value on the way up, value stocks being the ASX on the way up, and then also the animal spirits and a better economy than probably peers, all probably answers that question as well as possible.
I guess without giving recommendations or talking about stock specific, maybe going sectors, where is this value?
If you look at industrials, there's some really decent value in there. And when I talk about industrials, it is quite a broad church. I understand that when I say that. But you can see it across sectors that are in services outside of financials. You can see it also in construction with what's going on with that animal spirits. You can see it with what's going on also in, you know, manufacturing. And I know we don't say that very often, but there are manufacturers that actually filter into that space that all have that value add and move into a slightly valued predicament, which is what you would expect to see. The other thing that will be interesting also in industrials is consumer discretionary would also fall into that. Part of that aggregate demand that the government's trying to do is to actually stimulate, you know, spending. And so discretionaries are also going to be ones to watch. They actually did quite well, we saw, at their earnings season, as we saw the first sort of tranche of COVID relief at the start of the year. It did come through, and they're the other ones to watch as Christmas comes, aggregate demand, but also that spending time that comes normally.
What's your take on the banking sector? I think we're going to hear from the banks or some of the banks in terms of their profit numbers soon. We're in a low interest rate environment. The RBA is likely to cut interest rates on Melbourne Cup Day. And then what does that mean for the regionals right now?
So, well, that's a huge question. So let's look at that and break that all down. So the banks are in sort of a strange pattern because they've also been asked to be part of the Team Australia and deferring loans. We know last week that the Australian Banking Association showed that that's actually halved since the peak in June. I would caveat to that and point out very clearly that banks are having their discussion with their clients to actually start paying. So naturally, you should see that come down. That's a risk-off event from the actual share price of a bank to look at it from that perspective. And answering your question, that is a positive. But be aware, at one point, you know, CBA is the one to show here. They had 8% of their overall loan book on deferment, and they're going to have to take many, many years to try and recoup that. NAB and Westpac particularly are the two that really showed that they could have seen some serious pressure. You saw both, you know, what's going on at Westpac, but also you saw Ross McEwan come out and say very publicly that they're going to have to actually start asking the question about getting that away. So where are the banks at? They're in this holding pattern. Yes, you're right. The RBA is likely to move the target rate down to 0.1 of 1%, makes that competition even higher. We know loan growth has been interesting because what has actually been a positive, surprisingly so, is that house loan growth is actually up and housing demand is up, and particularly owner-occupier, and that's a really good thing on a bank's book. It's quite solid. It's not an investor loan. It's not some low-doc loan or something that has risk. Owner-occupier is quite strong. So there's competition for that. So there is some positivity to the banks, but overall, they're in this strange sort of scenario, and it's why they got down to as low as, you know, $14, $15 for the three that are upcoming and reporting. And it's very hard to make the argument they're going to explode like the housing-led recovery of 2013 through 17. So there's a big, big plethora into that question, and one that we're probably going to have to wait and see how it gets answered.
What we also saw today was some economic numbers coming out of China, Chinese GDP falling, or rising rather, by 4.9% for the third quarter compared to a year ago. But it's still a recovery from the previous few months. So for more, it's from InvestSmart.
Yeah, so the GDP initially sort of was the headline figure and did see the markets, not just here in Australia, but pretty much in Asia, fall away at 4.9% year-on-year. Expectations had been about 5.2 to 5.5, but it bounced back very quickly. And the reason for that, and to answer your question, it's probably not the retrospective GDP figures to look at in China. It's the industrial production, and they beat expectations. So industrial production is, you know, Chinese output. It really does give you that chance. 6.3% year-on-year growth. They are clearly stimulating themselves. And when we say industrial production these days with China, they're looking inward. They're clearly moving to themselves. They're actually, you know, consuming their own products. They're actually marketing to themselves. So they're growing themselves out that way. And you saw that also in the GDP figure. They're clearly consuming slightly higher. They're not exporting as much as they'd hope. And that was a negative in their GDP figure. But they are growing. And they're going to continue to do that stimulus thing that China does very, very well. When in doubt, spend your way out. That's what China's motto has been for almost four decades now. And you can see that in that industrial production. It also came home in retail sales. So all of those sort of got over the initial blip of the GDP being slightly below expectation because, yeah, as I said, IP and also retail sales were better than expected.
Evan Lucas there from InvestSmart. We got some details on superannuation today also. Share market wobbles in September meant super funds went into the red. That's according to Chant West, which says the median growth fund declined by 0.6% in September. That means 12-month returns are down 0.7%. But if you take a longer view, which you should with superannuation, the median growth fund has returned positive 7.2% over 7 years. For more, here's Chant West's Mano Mohan Kumar.
It's important to remember that superannuation is a long-term investment, and by maintaining that long-term focus, you're less likely to be distracted by short-term noise and therefore less likely to make decisions that are likely to harm your long-term investment outcomes.
And I'll leave you with some good news today. Iconic bootmaker RM Williams is being returned to Australian ownership after the company was purchased by mining magnate Andrew Twiggy Forrest. It's being hailed as a win for local jobs and for local manufacturers. For more, here is Mr. Forrest.
Look, I think it's an honour, mate, to employ a fellow Australian. And if you can employ like 800 plus with RM Williams and know that they're doing something which is great for Australia, great for their fellow Australians, makes it even better. The most exciting thing I've done in my career is to create employment. And RM Williams, I just want to see that grow, guys. I just want to see this organisation grow and grow with Australian craftsmanship, Australian quality, Australian reputation, and back in Australian hands.
Andrew Forrest there talking about the purchase of RM Williams, which was sold to private equity back in 2014. That is SBS On The Money for this Monday, the 19th of October 2020. You can follow me at Business Ricardo on both Instagram and Twitter.